Welcome to the Career Change Podcast, where you'll discover the frank and practical advice and resources that are already proven to work in the real world when it comes to changing careers or figuring out what business is right for you when you are a smart but likely also stuck, overwhelmed or overthinking person in your mid-30s, your 40s, your mid-50s. I'm your host, Ricky Hansen, a career change advisor, entrepreneur and former corporate HR professional with over 15 years experience of helping thousands of people just like you identify or create careers or businesses that are both meaningful and future-proof. Welcome home. Hey, it's Ricky here. Welcome to episode 19 of the Career Change Podcast. Today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter and it's going to be a slightly different style from what you're likely used to. And this episode is especially for you if you're feeling really uncomfortable and you're dealing with a lot of uncertainty. I want to talk to you about how you can keep going, whether that's with your career change or with creating that new business, how you can keep going with your dreams. And when I say uncomfortable slash uncertainty, I'm not necessarily talking about COVID or any kind of wonky political situation that might be unfolding as you listen to this, whenever that may be, though it can obviously add to it. Rather, I'm specifically talking about how transitions, especially career transitions, by their very nature, involve uncertainty and uncomfortable feelings, especially if you until now have spent years in the same status quo career-wise, and you might have stayed in your comfort zone, you know, bubbling along, or maybe even on autopilot of all kinds of manners, right? If you weren't happy, you've been autopiling while you slowly fell out of love with your current professional line of work. So once you start moving beyond out of autopilot, beyond comfort zones and into exploring your full potential, then of course that's going to feel uncomfortable, right? Now, most of my podcast episodes here at the Career Change Podcast, they're very much step-by-step, almost masterclass-like with loads of practical tips. This particular style of episode today, I want you to think of it as more of an intelligent but free-flowing heart-to-heart where you and I, we sit down for a quick but deep cup of tea. Or maybe we should call it the espresso session, short but powerful. What I want to share in these types of episodes is I want to share with you the more kind of emotional and personal stuff that I often end up talking to clients about that they're going through. The kind of stuff that a lot of people don't really want to talk about in public very much, but where my clients have told me that the advice that I gave them during those times, it was just that I was welcoming those kind of deep but very personal conversations, they were invaluable for them in terms of helping them stay on track. So do let me know what you think about this style of episode over at the careerchangepodcast.com. Now, a lot of the conversations I've been having with clients recently are about how to deal with feeling uncomfortable, how to deal with uncomfortable feelings, how to keep going even when you feel uncomfortable, when you feel uncertain. Because here's the thing. Whether you are going to successfully change careers or start your own business or not, to a large extent, depends on how uncomfortable you're willing to be and for how long. Why? Because in order to transition, you're going to have to do things you've never done before. And you are having to get used to develop and use parts of yourself that you might never have used before, or at least not recently. Because until now, you've stayed in a very different zone, likely a professional comfort zone, right? Like I mentioned before, you might have gone into autopilot. You know, a lot of the people who come my way as my career change entrepreneurial clients, they've spent years in careers or lines of work, professions they don't enjoy, but they've kind of been good at it. So they've been able to autopilot, but not really push themselves. It was kind of like a well-paid, comfortable pain until something suddenly happens, right? But now we're starting to push you out of your comfort zone into your real potential. So of course, it's going to be uncomfortable to suddenly feel like a newbie or to suddenly feel outside of your comfort zone, because you are now in the growth zone. That's where all the magic, but also all the uncomfortable stuff happens, right? So it's actually a really good indication if that's what you're feeling. But here, my friend, is the most important thing that I tell my clients and that I want you to when we have these kind of conversations, and that I really want you to take away from this podcast, that I want you to remember in those moments when you are about to give up or you wonder if it's really worth it. Remember this. Even if you give up right now on your career transition, it doesn't mean that uncomfortable feelings are going to go away. They are just going to morph. If you give up, they're just going to morph and change into a whole different kind of uncomfortable and painful feeling instead. So let's talk about that. Let's make sure that what you're going through right now is worth it. And here's really what life, what I've definitely learned having taken so many people through the career change process successfully over onto the other side, where they find meaningful work, they create meaningful businesses, is that here's what life, and particularly work life, is really about. Life is all about making choices between what kinds of uncomfortable feelings or experiences you're willing to have because it's worth it. Or in other words, what kind of problems you are willing to have and what kind of problems you're not willing to have. Choose wisely and know why. So if your choice in those moments is to continue to go for your dreams, then yes, that means you're going to have to learn to deal with recurring times of feeling uncomfortable because you're doing things that you might never have done before. You're taking action, you're making decisions, all the stuff that it takes to create a meaningful career or business that might not have existed before because it was waiting for you to show up and create it one uncomfortable, beautiful action at a time. But you can also choose to give up. You can choose to go back to stay stuck in that job or career you might no longer enjoy or feel at home in, and you might even have come to hate, and you will feel uncomfortable and in pain there because of that, resulting in resentment and regret, and just likely feeling like you're wasting the freaking best years of your life in a career or job or line of work or company that doesn't even appreciate you. So don't give up just because you feel like you want a release, because giving up is just going to give you a whole different kind of uncomfortable feelings that are not going to be worth it, right? There's something else I also want you to consider during those moments when you feel like giving up. And this is something I often tell my clients as well when we have those conversations. And it is that feeling uncomfortable because you're reaching for your dreams is actually, those feelings are what makes you feel so much more alive than dead resentment and being stuck in a will. So next time you feel really, really afraid, uncomfortable, just remember actually what you're feeling is alive. And what the great mythologist, teacher, and writer, Joseph Campbell, he said, that's really what we are all after, that feeling of feeling fully alive. That's what the human experience is about. I love this quote from him, from The Power of Myth, where he says, people say that what we are all seeking is a meaning for life. I don't think that's what we're really seeking. I think that what we're seeking is an experience of being alive so that our life experiences on the purely physical plane will have resonances with our own innermost being and reality so that we actually feel the rapture of being alive, end of quote. I love that quote from Joseph Campbell, and it comes from the book, The Power of Myth. He's a fascinating fellow, this guy. The book, The Power of Myths, he wrote many books about myth. He was a mythologist. But that particular quote actually came from a conversation he was having with Bill Moyers at George Lucas Skywalker Ranch. You know, George Lucas, the guy behind Star Wars, which actually was inspired by The Power of Myth. And Joseph Campbell was definitely one of those people. When you watch the videos of him, if you haven't, you can just tell this guy is so alive and so inspired and so inspiring. But what he's doing, he's the kind of guy that when he died in his memorial service, you had, you know, the drummer from the Grateful Dead. He played drums because they were both fascinated with drums. They have a big role to play in mythology. You had Robert Bly performing poems in his honor. Just think about that. You know, I love what he says about what we're really after. Joseph Campbell, what he said. You probably know Joseph Campbell better actually from the hero's journey and all of that, but I love the power of myth side of him. But anyway, what he's talking about is what we really are all after is this feeling of feeling alive. But if you're not really used to feeling alive a lot, then when you have the experience, it can feel quite scary too, right? It has loads of risk involved. But I want to bring this back to you because I love that you are listening to this podcast about career change and entrepreneurship, especially if you're over 35, because what that already indicates to me is that you are looking for something more meaningful, something more engaging that you might have been doing for a living up until now. And hopefully you are already taking the concrete steps that it takes to create that new career or that new business. And if you are, then let me tell you this, you have no idea how many people will go through an entire lifetime and never ever feel what you are feeling right now. That excitement, that aliveness of creating your dreams, even when they come with a side dish of moments of feeling incredibly uncomfortable and uncertain. So flip it and remind yourself what you're actually doing when you feel like that. It's because you're firing on all cylinders. It's uncomfortable, but you are alive. It can be really intoxicating. I think a good analogy to think about is, I remember reading once this interview with Bruce Springsteen. I love Bruce Springsteen. He's such a great storyteller. He once played a concert I went to in Copenhagen. The geezer played for 3 full hours. I couldn't talk for a week afterwards. Anyway, so I remember once reading this interview with Bruce Springsteen. He used to have such stage fright that for years he would throw up before giving a concert. And then somebody told him that what he should really think about was that instead of all that fear and stage fright, think about it as being excited instead. As in, you can choose to interpret it as feeling really sick and worried, or you can choose to just interpret it as feeling really, really excited. And I thought that's a great analogy with uncertainty around career change as well. Just flip it. It's that feeling of being alive. And let's go even deeper. Let's just tap in. And this might be my sort of dark Scandinavian side, but something that personally helps me when, because I'm still pushing it, right? I might have an established business, but I still push the boat, right? So I still make sure that I push myself, just like my clients, and put myself into situations where I feel uncomfortable so I can keep growing. And here's something that I remind myself of when things feel really heavy and I'm like, why am I doing this? I say this, I will choose to be uncomfortable. I will choose feeling uncomfortable over feeling regret any day. And I would often think ahead to my final moments on this planet and what I want to feel at that stage at the end of my life. And I really personally want to be at the stage where I can look back over my life, over this lifetime, and I can feel awe and love and appreciation for the fact that I dared to continue feeling uncomfortable in order to figure out and throw myself fully into my life's work. I would not want those final moments of my life to be of resentment and regret and of what ifs, because I wasn't brave enough to allow myself to feel uncomfortable for long enough to figure out what I was truly capable of creating. So my friend, remember that next time you're feeling really, really stuck and uncomfortable, it's worth it. Because remember, even if you go up right now, even if you give up and go back to what you know, it doesn't mean those uncomfortable feelings are going to go away. They're just going to turn into a whole different kind of uncomfortable feeling that is not going to solve your problems and won't give you that aliveness feeling. So that's it for today. I hope you found this espresso to be empowering, to be helpful. But let me know. Reply to any of my emails that you get from me and let me know what you thought of this episode. Do you want more like this? If you're not getting emails from me right now, then make sure you go over to thecareerchangepodcast.com where you can learn much more and you can sign up for my mailing list. And that's also where you can tell me what are the issues you want me to cover in coming episodes of the Career Change Podcast. So I'll see you over there. And also, keep going, my friend. You've got this. Even if and when it feels uncomfortable, because it will. But remember, it's the worthwhile and alive kind of uncomfortableness. It's the opposite you should be worried about giving into and going after, right? Staying stuck. That's what you should worry about. So keep going, my friend. Your dreams matter. You matter. Allow yourself to feel uncomfortable for long enough to figure out what you are truly capable of. I'll see you over at thecareerchangepodcast.com. Thank you.